You know, many times I think that patients might like to know a little bit of background information about their doctors. So here goes. I'm a board-certified general surgeon and breast care specialist with nearly 40 years of surgical experience. My offices, Surgical Care of the Virginias and Mammo Care, are located in Westwood Medical Park in Bluefield, Virginia. I received my Bachelor of Science degree in Animal and Veterinary Science at West Virginia University in Morgantown, West Virginia, and continued for a year doing graduate studies in animal nutrition. From there, I went on to earn my Doctor of Medicine from West Virginia University School of Medicine in 1981. After that, I completed 5 years of general surgery residency training at the Yale-affiliated Bridgeport Hospital in Bridgeport, Connecticut. As part of my surgical training program, I spent 6 months at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City and 2 months at the University of Maryland's Shock Trauma in Baltimore, Maryland. In 1984, I joined the United States Air Force, and upon completion of my general surgery residency, I served at both overseas and stateside assignments. I was honorably discharged in 1989 and moved to Bluefield, West Virginia, where I practiced at Bluefield Regional Medical Center, St. Luke's Hospital, Princeton Community Hospital, and Tazewell Community Hospital, which is now Tazewell Carilion Hospital. I was briefly recalled to active duty in support of Desert Storm, and upon discharge, returned to the practice in Bluefield as Good Samaritan Surgical Service. In 2004, I was recruited by Carilion Clinic to Bedford Memorial Hospital in Bedford, Virginia, and later moved with my family to Union, South Carolina, where I practiced for 4 years. I returned home in 2011 and have continued to apply my surgical experience to the practice of general surgery while maintaining a passionate focus on comprehensive breast care to innumerable women in the area. I've held many medical staff leadership positions. I've published a few medical articles and spoken at many medical and community meetings. However, it's the care of patients and their family that really motivates me and makes my long hours and many sleepless nights feel worthwhile. You know, as a cancer survivor myself, with siblings who are also cancer survivors and a sister who's currently battling breast cancer, I have tremendous empathy for the challenges facing women diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm always willing to take the time to help family members understand what lies ahead, and I firmly believe that my mission and calling is to cure when possible and compassionately care for all.